Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Man of Many Fathers' Life Lessons, disguised as a memoir, is a memoir by comedian, Emmy-nominated writer and producer, and former Daily Show correspondent Roy Wood Jr. It follows the emotional and practical work of becoming a father after the death of his own father, a civil rights-era journalist whose absence left important gaps in Wood Jr.'s upbringing. Rather than presenting fatherhood as a single inherited model, the book explores how Wood Jr. learned from many different men across his life, including mentors, co-workers, fellow comics, and even flawed or unlikely examples. The result is a memoir built around observation, comedy, and reflection, with each chapter showing how a specific relationship helped shape his understanding of manhood, responsibility, loyalty, and parenting. The book is both personal and thematic. It uses individual stories to examine how identity is formed through experience, and how a parent can try to pass on lessons after first identifying what was missing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fatherhood begins with inheritance, absence, and the urge to repair what was missing. A central concern of the memoir is the gap created by Wood Jr.'s father's death when he was 16. The book does not treat that loss as a simple emotional backdrop. It uses it as the structural reason for the whole project. When Wood Jr. becomes a father himself, he is forced to ask what he actually learned, what was never taught, and what needs to be consciously rebuilt. That framing gives the memoir its purpose. It is not just a record of the past, but an attempt to identify usable lessons for the next generation. This matters because fatherhood in the book is defined as preparation, not instinct. Wood Jr. looks at the legacy of his own father with respect, but also with honesty about incompleteness. The memoir, therefore, becomes a study in selective inheritance, keeping the useful parts of a family legacy while acknowledging the limits of what one parent alone can provide. That approach makes the book more reflective than sentimental. Secondly, many father figures teach through contrast, not just guidance. The title points to one of the book's most important ideas: a person can be shaped by many fathers, not only by one biological parent. Wood Jr. describes mentors and older men who influenced him in different ways. But the memoir is especially interested in how lessons are often learned from imperfect people. Some figures offer direct advice, while others teach by example through the consequences of their behavior. That is why the book includes unconventional influences such as former prisoners, restaurant co-workers, and comedy peers. Their value lies in the fact that they brought in Wood Jr.'s understanding of what adulthood looks like in real life, not in idealized form. This creates a more realistic model of mentorship than the usual inspirational memoir formula. The book suggests that moral education often happens in fragments, across settings, and through watching how others navigate pressure, error, and survival. In that sense, father figures become a network of lived examples rather than a single authority. Thirdly, comedy works as a tool for telling painful truths without flattening them. As a comedian, Wood Jr. brings a distinctly comic method to material that could easily become solemn. Humor is not used to avoid emotional depth. It is the way the book keeps difficult memories readable and morally vivid. The memoir relies on timing, exaggeration, and observational wit to reveal how absurd, risky, or contradictory many formative moments were. That gives the book a dual texture. It can be funny without becoming trivial and serious without becoming heavy-handed. This balance is important because it reflects the way many people actually remember family life, with embarrassment, affection, regret, and amusement, all mixed together. The comic voice also sharpens the memoir's critique of bad judgment, immature behavior, and unreliable male role models. Rather than sermonizing, Wood Jr. lets humor expose the logic of situations and the lessons embedded in them. That makes the book accessible to readers who want insight but not self-help language. And it helps the memoir feel grounded in real social experience rather than polished retrospect. Fourthly, manhood is presented as a practical ethic built from loyalty, restraint, and self-awareness. The memoir repeatedly turns broad ideas about masculinity into concrete habits and decisions. Instead of treating being a good man as an abstract ideal, Wood Jr. focuses on behavior, how to manage anger, how to avoid self-destructive choices, how to think before acting, and how to understand responsibility toward others. The book's lessons often arrive in plain, almost blunt terms, such as the importance of not snitching or the need to channel anger more productively. Beneath the humor, these are lessons about social survival and personal discipline. This gives the memoir a practical edge because it is less interested in defining manhood philosophically than in showing how it functions under pressure. The presence of flawed examples deepens that point. Wood Jr. is not trying to become a version of any one mentor, but to extract from each person the part that can still be used. The result is a model of masculinity based on judgment, restraint, and adaptation rather than image or performance. Lastly, the memoir uses specific life episodes to show how identity is formed in ordinary places. One of the book's strengths is its attention to everyday environments: restaurants, comedy circuits, school-age friendships, and the informal spaces where people learn how to move through the world. These settings matter because they show that identity is not only shaped by family history or major public events, it is also built through repeated exposure to ordinary risk, work, embarrassment, and observation. By organizing the memoir around distinct encounters, Wood Jr. reveals how small episodes can carry lasting influence. This gives the book a cumulative structure. Each story adds a different piece to his understanding of himself and later of the father he wants to be. The memoir therefore works as both recollection and inventory, mapping the people and situations that contributed to his character. That method also helps explain why the book feels broader than a private family story. It becomes a record of cultural inheritance, especially within Black male experience, where guidance may come from community figures, peers, and workplace relationships as much as from the household itself. In conclusion, this memoir will appeal most to readers who want a fatherhood narrative that is specific, funny, and emotionally intelligent, rather than broadly inspirational. It is well suited to fans of Roy Wood Jr., readers interested in memoirs about family legacy, and anyone trying to understand how men are shaped by imperfect mentors and everyday experiences. The book offers practical value by turning lived experience into usable reflection. It shows how to examine what was inherited, what was missing, and what can still be passed on. It also offers intellectual value because it treats fatherhood and masculinity as social and developmental questions rather than fixed identities. What makes it stand out in the memoir category is its combination of comic voice and structural purpose. The book is not just a collection of amusing anecdotes, and it is not a solemn account of loss. It uses humor to sharpen memory and to reveal how guidance is often accidental, partial, and scattered across a lifetime. That makes it distinctive among contemporary memoirs about family, because its central claim is not that one father defined everything, but that many imperfect fathers helped make meaning out of the gaps. If you would like to support Roy Wood Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.